With your latest news, I'm Kirstley Fuller. The cybercrime investigation team is sounding the alarm over a new malicious email campaign targeting local businesses and organizations. As Radio K-Man's April Cummings reports, a booby-trapped PDF is being sent to install malware on victims' systems.
The RCIP's cybercrime investigation team says a compromised email account is being used to send out fake PDFs to local entities in the Cayman Islands. Inside the document is a prominent View PDF button, which instead of opening a file, triggers a malware download onto the victim's device. Police confirm that some systems have already been compromised after users click the link, underscoring just how quickly these attacks can spread through corporate networks. Authorities are urging the public not to click on links in unexpected PDFs or email attachments, even if they appear to come from a known contact or legitimate organization. Instead, recipients should verify the sender by calling a known phone number or using a confirmed email address, rather than replying directly to the suspicious message. Now, if you've already opened that file or clicked the link, you're advised to disconnect the device from the internet or local network immediately. Contact your IT support or service provider for help checking for malware. Businesses are being told to alert all staff, reinforce email security training, and review their protective measures to reduce the risk of further compromise. The RCIPS is calling on the public and the business community to remain vigilant and to treat unsolicited electronic communications with extreme caution. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Several defendants head to summary court to answer to charges. Ariles Carter Ramirez pled not guilty to disorderly conduct, causing harm or provocation of violence, assault causing actual bodily harm, and common assault after a confrontation in West Bay last May with another woman. Her trial's been set for April. In a separate case, Real Skill has formally denied possessing an illegal firearm. He and his co-defendant, who has not entered a plea, were taken into custody on January 11th after an incident in Red Bay. The pair are back in court on March 10th. In other news, stick a pin. New immigration fees set to roll out on March 1st are being put on pause while government moves to get, quote, more public input. You've got a two-week window to weigh in on proposed fee increases laid out in the Immigration Transition Fees Regulations, with a public consultation period wrapping up on March 5th. Head to publicconsultation.gov.ky to make sure your voice is heard. And Little Cayman leaves an impression on the visiting UK delegation. MP Sarah Champion says what struck her most is how, quote, deeply local leaders care about the islands.
The thing that I've been most impressed about is meeting your parliamentarians, because they really care about this place. And I'll expand that out to literally everybody that I've met.
She says that the sense of identity runs strongly through local families who choose to stay.
I've asked them, you know, oh, where are your children? And they're all here, and they're all choosing to be here. And that pride in your islands, in your identity, that's been really palpable and something that I've really, really appreciated seeing.
She led a delegation of five MPs from the United Kingdom from the all-party parliamentary group for the Cayman Islands. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Kirstley Fuller.
BBC News with Chris Aldridge. The United States has told the Artificial Intelligence Summit in Delhi that it will not accept global governance of AI, but allies can reap the benefits if they partner with the US. Washington's position is in sharp contrast to calls from many global tech executives and political leaders for tighter regulation of AI. Japan's Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi has promised big government spending and consumption tax cuts to increase economic growth in her first policy speech since her landslide election victory 2 weeks ago. Ms. Takaichi also said she would boost defense capabilities in response to China's intensifying military activity in the region. BBC analysis shows that the high death rate of Russian soldiers in the Ukraine war is having the greatest impact on villages and small towns away from the capital, Moscow. Two-thirds of nearly 190,000 Russian soldiers killed in Ukraine and identified by the BBC came from rural areas. British detectives are continuing their searches of Andrew Mountbatten-Windsor's former home near London following his arrest on Thursday. The former prince has previously denied all wrongdoing in relation to the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Ukraine's Paralympic athletes will boycott the opening ceremony of the Winter Paralympic Games next month. The protest follows the International Paralympic Committee's decision to allow Russian and Belarusian athletes to compete under their national flags. Turkish authorities have detained another 32 suspects amid a widening investigation into alleged match-fixing and illegal betting in professional football leagues. A clampdown launched last year has seen dozens of Turkish players and club executives detained. BBC News.